Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from Isaiah and the book of Revelation, the New Testament. First out of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. For this is what the Lord says, He who created the heavens, He is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. And then out of the book of Revelation, chapter 21, beginning at verse 3, and written by the Apostle John. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. It happened again this morning before our time together. I was reminded that no matter what I am facing, as the sun rises, the world wakes up, and the day begins to unfold before me, God is there, is Lord over all, and there is no other. I really needed to be reminded of that. A few years ago, Michael W. Smith wrote one of those all-year listening Christmas songs. That's what I do with Christmas songs anyway. I listen to them all year. Listen to these words. All is well. All is well. Angels and men rejoice. For tonight darkness fell. In the dawn of love's light, all is well. Let there be peace on earth. Christ is come. Go and tell that He is in the manger. Born is now Emmanuel. Born is our Lord and Savior. All is well. But you know, as I think about it, you can't blame folks for having a bit of a skeptical outlook about life, even in the face of those words where it says all is well. And you might at times even have to wonder if things really are all that well, especially confronted with today's news accounts of bombings and fighting, contributing to our unrest, not only personally, but in our state, nation, and around the world, with tension growing, with the absence of civility between us and lack of trust in our national and world leaders, the personal and natural storms which come and try to rob us of peace, the assault on our national heritage and values, and the ongoing move to remove God from our workplaces, schools, and public places within our communities. Despite all of that, though, here's the absolute truth. With God, all is well. In the midst of what seems to be a world that is spinning out of control, Isaiah proclaims from the mountaintop God's word to us, I am the Lord, and there is no other. And with that, my friends, we can believe that. All is well. Well, not there yet. I totally understand. I mean, really, how can we say all is well as we look around? To say that even seems a bit naive as we look around the world near and far with the burdens of the day too heavy for many of us to even carry and our futures uncertain with problems, mountains and valleys stretching out before us. Because I know that some of you are trying to figure out the next steps for your career or facing the uncertainty and expectations of something new, or you have no idea as to where you feel God is calling you next. Some of you are concerned with the uncertainty of a loved one's medical condition, or you are feeling helpless as you watch the vibrancy of a beloved family member dissipate before your very eyes with the onset of Alzheimer's, reminding us all of the importance and fragility of the gift of family we have been given. Or you're standing by the side of a child or grandchild struggling to find their way in life, trying to protect them and their future in a world that is unforgiving, harsh, and seeks to rob them of their innocence and values. Some of you are trying your best to step out into each new day, balancing and healing a relationship or trying to figure out the next season of your life where one has just ended. Looking around, it appears to you, often to me, that other people's lives are just going just as they planned. But ours, well, not so much. Things we didn't expect to happen are popping up when we can least afford for them to pop up. Things which we thought were going our way have now taken a 180-degree turn in the wrong direction. I'm exhausted thinking about all those things. But also we see the evil and hopelessness in the world around us and want to do something to make a difference. But what can we do? We feel helpless to do anything. Child abuse reports continue to rise in neighborhoods not too far from where we're sitting. Sex and human trafficking by the tens of millions occurs each year around the world. Homelessness is beyond our ability to comprehend. With 330 million people in this country, and homelessness exists to the extent it does and surrounds us by the tens of thousands in the streets of some of our great cities, like San Francisco and Los Angeles, and my hometown of New York, where no one seems to care. Violence is rampant in our neighborhoods, taking innocent lives day after day. I have to admit, though, that I'm the worst, because I want to fix it all. Yet here I am suggesting that we embrace the truth that all is well. And I struggle with that. Seeing those things all around me and in the world, I personally have difficulty at times embracing the idea that all is really well. I find myself fighting through waves of sadness and feelings of despair to push past the evil and hopelessness, to be able to reach forward and through all of that to grasp the hope of Christ. Fighting to remember the promise and the truth that every day and in the end, God will have the final say. That He will wipe away every tear and will make all things new. Because in my better, in my quieter moments, I know that the power, perspective, and peace to rise above all of that comes from our God, who is always there. I am the Lord, and there is no other, Isaiah reminds us. We may not know how or when, but God will have the final say. And no matter the storms, tragedies, heartaches we suffer through, this we know to be true, that He is Lord before them, in them, and after them. We may not understand why things happen. Things often don't make any sense, at least they don't to me. We may not see God's hand in something until much later, or until we look back from eternity, but He is there. And the Apostle John wrote, which we read in Revelation a moment ago, that He will wipe away every tear, and there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and is making everything new. Okay, so how about this? Let's begin, you and me, by believing that He is the Lord of all. We know that. In our better moments, we know that. The evidence is overwhelming through centuries. So we then will stop trying to control everything and everyone and feeling that we're responsible to make it all well. He is the Lord of all. How about instead you and I sign up to let God have it, to let Him take over and lead, to follow and trust Him as He calls us to make a difference as we can make a difference in the world around us, to let God rule in our lives while we step out and do our very best with Him and for Him and for others. Maybe you and I could sign a pledge card today, something like this. Okay, God, I now realize I can't make everything right, but I can use the gifts and abilities You have given me every day to have an impact. I can't make everything right, but You can. So I pledge to stop trying to run and rule the world and allow You to do that. In my bitter moments, God, I know, I believe, and I trust that you've got me and you've got it all. Signed, Scott. My friends, as Michael W. Smith reminded us, all is well. Angels and men rejoice, for tonight darkness fell into the dawn of love's light. Born is our Lord and Savior. Christ has come. All is well. All is well, dear friends. God's got it. In the midst of whatever, he is still Lord and there is no other. We can trust him. In the midst of the storms and afterward, as we find our way to a new day, always with him, always remembering he's got it. And in the midst of whatever, he's got it. No matter, my friends, no matter, all is well. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for this time to share with dear friends. I thank you for this moment we just pause and remember. And I thank you, Lord, for your understanding of me in particular and how there are just some times that I struggle with looking around and believing that all is well, but then I reach through and then you remind me that with you, with the hope of the risen Christ, all is well, that you've got us, you've got it all, you see it, and you will have the final say. Help us to move forward, to use the gifts and ability we have, to leave it all to you, just to follow you, to be with you, to do what we can do with you and for you, for others in the world, all to your glory forever and ever. And it's in your Son's precious, precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.